around the world. Total devastation.
I think, you know what, I think the lack of communication is what drove them.
There was a lot of lack of communication.
I think that's what drove them to have problems in this film. I think that if they would have just talked about it, yeah. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. Before we get started again, give us a like, subscribe, all that jazz. Katie Afraidy on all the platforms. Check us out, follow us, give us a review, right? We got a 2-star review once, and I'm like, give us another one. Do it. Because they were opinion, and I liked that. I was like, you... Okay. You gave it. You were like 2, not 5, 2. And I liked, you know, but I 5-star would be nice. But, you know, if you give me a 2, that's fine.
I have a whole joke about that. I had a guy on my podcast that he wrote, he was like, this podcast saves me from the ledge every week. And then, but he only gave me 2 stars. And I was like, what?
You're like, clearly didn't help that much. If you're wondering who's sitting next to me, I'll tell you. She's hilarious. She's wonderful. She performs all around town, not at elementary schools, colleges, comedy clubs. She works at the Comedy Store. Would you say door guy, or do you like to refer yourself a door guy?
First female door guy.
First female door guy, Jess Wellington.
Hello.
Thanks for being on. Thanks for being on. Because some people are like door guy, door girl. They get like really mad. If
they do?
Yeah.
Who gets mad?
Some people. They're like, it should be door girl. And I'm like, I think it's... gender neutral.
It is totally gender neutral.
Yeah, I also don't think it matters that much.
No, it's just like, yeah, guys. I say guys all the time, and I never mean that as rude or anything.
Yeah,
you know.
I think it's all good. I think
Thank
it's
you.
All fine.
I don't want to jizz my pants over here.
And that was just for Ben. That was just for Ben. And for context, Ben thought that poop was
jizz.
In the context of Jizz in My Pants from The Lonely Island. That's in sixth grade. This is not recent. He's not in the sixth grade. He's in the seventh grade, for the record.
He's learned a lot.
This episode's already off the rockers. It's great. Are you a horror fan?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, my first favorite movie I can remember when I was 3 was Nightmare on Elm Street.
When you were 3.
Yes. And the 3 Domingos.
Sorry. Normally it's like Barney. You're like Nightmare on Elm Street. 3. You said 3.
And no, the 3 Amigos is my other favorite movie when I was 3. Sorry. I would say Domingos because I was only 3.
That's good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's
but
pretty
I
good.
Loved Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't know why, and I've always loved Freddy. I think he's scary to me.
Yeah.
Freddy is scary. Okay. Like Jason just going around hacking people. Like, yeah, that's scary, but like if you can't get away, come on, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he gets away and he comes back a lot.
I mean, I don't know. Get a golf cart. I don't know.
Get a golf cart.
Whatever you gotta do to get away, you know?
Golf cart. Not a car. Get a golf cart. If you want to get away from a supervillain, golf cart.
Golf cart's the way to go. They're almost silent like a Prius, right?
Yes.
And, you know, you just keep going and you just got to charge it. You don't have to worry about gas.
You just don't stop. Just don't stop in your golf cart. You just keep going.
That's right. Like, why? Don't look back.
Don't look back.
But Freddy messed with your mind, man. He messed with your mind.
He got in there.
That's where it's at. Mind. That's where the scary stuff is.
Yeah, I think he'd be scared in my mind.
Oh, Freddy?
Yeah.
That says a lot about you.
I think he'd be like, hey, look, this is a lot.
In your head, do you want to know what I imagine?
What do you imagine in my head?
I imagine Freddy coming in and then he's thrown around like a pinball machine.
Yeah.
You know, like ADD, just like, boo, 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 boo.
Undiagnosed. White woman ADD, yes. 100%. 100%. But then there's also, like, other horror villains in there, and they're like, we've been trapped in here for years. We literally can't leave. You're stuck. Like, this is bad.
Welcome to our hell.
We've tried. We've tried to get out. We've tried to scare her. Nothing works. They're just in here forever.
Yes.
It's a
And then would you consider Silence of the Lambs horror?
Yes. It's like a thriller-esque, but yeah. Well,
I guess I like horror that's more thriller-ish.
Yeah. They definitely gory. Put it as a thriller drama so that they could, you know, submit it to the Oscars and whatnot. Because they don't... That's technically the only horror film that's, like, actually won an Oscar.
Really?
Yeah, the horror... The Oscars hate horror for
it's
some
so
reason.
It's so good, though. The Silence of the Lambs was so good.
There's so many good, like, Get Out should have won.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's like,
you know about Get Out? I honestly, as a kid in the 90s, and I thought, I was like, here we go. I saw them on a talk show. I think it was Ellen. And I was like, oh, we got another white girl meets black guy, and parents don't approve. You know? And I was like, I don't want to see this shit. Then I watched it and it freaked the shit out of me because that's just not what I expected. Yeah. I didn't know that that's what it was at all.
Yeah, it was. When I first saw that movie, I was with my brother and we were in a theater that was predominantly just black people. And it was a totally different experience than I saw again with my parents, predominantly white audience.
Yeah.
Black audience was having fun. White audience, they were so uncomfortable the whole time, and I was like, "Oh, I liked it. I liked the other one better." Like this is, I was like, "You guys, this is like, I get it. I'm like, this makes sense."
Yeah,
they felt like they were being called out. I'm like, "No, you are," but it's also like you can still have fun. Come on,
yeah, definitely have fun. I just didn't see it coming.
Yeah,
at all. And with movies these days, that's hard.
It is, and this movie,
right?
Was this 2018? I always forget. 2018. Oh, good job, brain. And it's only PG-13, which is impressive. We watched A Quiet Place.
Really?
Yeah.
And I told you, I don't go to the theater a lot.
Yeah.
Rarely.
Yeah.
And other than watching the movie I was in, I think this is the last movie I saw in a theater.
What movie were you in?
The Mule with Clint Eastwood.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I went to the theater to see that for sure.
Oh, of course.
I embarrassed Felicia. I was like, that's me!
You're like, I'm in the theater. That's me. I was briefly pulled in to do background as a PA on the Adam Sandler movie Hustle.
Oh,
so
nice.
You can see me walk behind him and I pick my nose behind him.
Oh, that's a role meant for you.
I know. I did it on purpose because it was just like a subtle thing, but I was like, and my parents were like, "You picked your nose. You did it for us." She did it. It's your sign. So, but I didn't know that. Dude, yeah. I would have been like, she was also in the freaking Mule.
Yeah, it was dope. I mean, I got to meet Clint, and I improvised a wink, and they kept it. So I thought that was pretty dope.
Look at you.
I know. All those improv classes.
It's just all of them for this one moment.
That's thanks, Pops.
But A Quiet Place you saw in theaters. I also saw it in theaters.
And I gotta say, after rewatching it last night, the theater is the place to watch it.
It's, yeah. I feel terrible I didn't see A Quiet Place 2.
I haven't seen it either.
I know.
All.
And I'm like, do I ever see it now? Because it's like in not having it, that first experience in a theater where it's like, it's silent and people feel bad about eating.
Yeah,
movie.
Like, right. For the first time, like they actually are like, oh shit, there's no words.
Yep, it's just ambient sounds, and you got the most crinkly popcorn. I think I had popcorn and M&Ms, and I like had
people
to like rip
you.
Them. I tried to do it in the beginning, like during the trailers, or like during. I would wait for a loud moment, which was rare because it's a quiet place.
It's a very quiet place.
Oh, I was going to start off and be like, hi, guys, welcome to another episode of... I was going to whisper because it's a quiet place.
Yeah, this is a quiet place here.
It's now ASMR.
I feel like, wasn't this an SNL sketch? Like, where they whispered stuff?
Yeah, sweaty balls.
This is sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Or jizzy balls.
Jizzy
balls. I don't know if that does make sense, but you know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Actually hate ASMR so much.
I do too.
Thank God. We're done with that. Yeah. You do? You hate it?
It's yeah, like I don't understand. Like all the fucking nail tapping. Can we get over that shit, please?
It makes me like it makes me like cringe. I'm like, I just don't like it's like
yeah.
I'm like, stop it. Oh, stop. Knock it off.
Well, don't you hate it when somebody across the table from you smacks their food?
Oh, yeah. My mom would when
she's a smacker?
No, when I was little, I would have friends over. I know it's surprising I had friends. And she would tell, they would be like, you know, chewing with their mouth open. And she would like be like, shut your fucking mouth. Stop it. Stop it.
You chew with your mouth closed.
Yeah. She's like, you had three friends that would consistently.
You might stutter, but you ain't fucking smacking.
Yeah. She can stutter. You can't do that. Stuttering's okay. Shut your mouth if you're going to chew. Idiot. And I think they still do chew with their mouth open. So I think it's great. Really? Yeah. I think she saw them recently and they were like, that's still. Funny. And I was like, that's. Yeah, it's
not going to go over well.
You gotta train them young. Otherwise, they're fucked for the rest of their life.
And I do. I will say also, there's also a lot of women that like to do like their social media and they'll be like eating chips. And I'm over that too. The whole. So, guys. Yeah.
That's how they eat?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's like just over exaggerated and like. Like, what, stop.
Who do you follow on social media? My God.
People that sit in their car, eat, and talk to the camera. That's who I'm.
Oh, okay. Is that called mukbang?
Oh?
Is that what that's called?
I think they're just, it's like a, it's not, that's just not the same, you know?
It's not the same. Never mind. It's not the same. Ben is confirming it's not the same. And I'm a silly, goofy, haha. Anyways, this movie, Quiet Place. Wow.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And I forgot how much it made me cry too.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. It's
Yeah, and how about the girl? Now she's gonna realize she could have saved him a long time ago. She could have saved her dad. But it was too late.
I also like I hadn't seen this since it came out.
Are you gonna cry now?
I'm crying now. This is the saddest movie that made me cry. This is like the first horror movie that made me cry. Actually, no. I've been crying at movies a lot lately. I think that's something.
It's part of being a woman.
Also, like as you age, I've heard that you cry more at dumb things. And I cried at Wonka.
Oh, is it sad?
No.
Well, maybe you felt sad
I was like, Timothée Chalamet did such a good job. And I was like, okay, this is embarrassing. I'm like, you can't tell anybody about this. And I'm like, I need to tell everyone about this. This is hilarious.
You're going to make a great mom.
I'm like, oh, no, no. No, no, no. Not after, especially not after this movie. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
No, no. No, 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 no.
It'd be different if we could put our babies in boxes.
This is true. Okay. My first question for you is, how long do you think you could actually last for being quiet?
Well, if you want to know some real shit, I have, you know, come from an abusive family.
Okay.
So to know that horror and not be able to scream, I don't know if I could do that at all. Like, it's natural. It is nature taking over. Like, you need to scream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for your life or death.
Yeah.
So, and then her having that baby without screaming until the
Emily Bunn's vagina rested. Ben just showed a photo, or he flashed a sign that said, rest in pieces, I should say, Emily Blunt's Burgina.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Ben.
And she had already had how many kids before that?
Three.
In a movie, yeah.
Now, do you think you could last? Like, how long do you think you could last?
No, I don't.
At all?
I'm not a quiet person. Minute.
This is true. Anytime you're at the comedy store and you're like, you can just hear Jess. You're like, oh, she's here. She's here somewhere. I don't know where she is, but you can hear her, which is awesome because it's like your laugh is so distinct. But also it would attract the.
I'd be dead.
Would you say it was an alien or like, what would you describe that monster?
They did look very alien.
Yeah, I was like, is this sci-fi?
But yeah, they never actually addressed that at all.
Yeah.
But maybe if we would watch the second one, when we would learn more.
Yeah.
We need to do that.
Yeah, second one, they're aliens. Oh,
okay.
Cool. Awesome. Copy that.
Yeah.
I think I could last. I would because I think about this with the zombie apocalypse too. I'm like I think. Maybe I could do, like, maybe 2 weeks. I think I could do 2 weeks, like, for sure.
Right.
And then after that, like, I might honestly, I just want to see how far I could get and then probably be like, I'm, like, gonna, you know, say sound.
Do you think that your sign language would have a stutter? I love you.
Thank you. That's the only show I know. Thank you. Fuck yeah. Do you know any sign language?
I know some of the alphabet. I used to know the whole alphabet, but I don't remember anymore. A, B, C, D, E. I forget now. That's about it now.
I know it's
I know J.
K. What is it? A. Oh, fuck. T's like this. T.
I think so. Or is that I. N? N and M. Remember? I thought that was N, and then that's M.
E. I don't fucking remember. I don't know. Uh-oh. But all I know is thank you, fuck you. I love telling people, like thank you so much. I usually do that anyways. I'm like, thank you. Especially if I'm like, you know, from across the world.
Right.
But there was someone at my college who was hearing impaired, and I opened the door for him. No, he opened the door for me, and I couldn't remember if it was this or this in the moment. So I was just like... And he was like, I got it. He got the gist. I was like,
yeah, you were. Yeah, whoever doesn't get it.
I was like, I knew it though. I was like, this is my chance to
make an impression.
To show the world what I know. Not anything. Under pressure, doesn't know shit. Fair enough.
I will say, what Hollywood. I feel like they definitely were like, we're gonna get a lot of deaf movies and stuff in before they get cracked down on this.
Yeah,
you know, like they were taking a lead in, we're gonna do all the deaf movies, because it was a lot, right?
Yeah, there, like, was a lot in like a couple years
quick span, yeah.
And then
because you had the bird one too, the Bird Box, whatever.
Yeah, and then you had wasn't there one that
the
was
one that won the award? The guy
sound
was
of machine of sounds. No, what? Hush. Hush too.
Are you from the South? Hush now.
Hush now. No, Hush. Have you seen that one?
Mm-mm.
She's deaf, and that's a home invasion movie.
Oh, wow. And then when I was growing up, the only one that deaf actress I remember, I think, was on Dawson's Creek, or not Dawson's Creek.
Oh, The Shape of Water too.
That's the one I was thinking of. That's the one I was thinking of.
But no, but there was another one, like The Sound of Metal. Sound of Metal. That one was, I believe, that had deaf cast.
Oh, wow.
And then, because I remember the interpreters.
Yeah, but that was
still
within a couple of years, I think, you were saying. And that was like, they were like, we're not getting busted for this one.
We're going to really crack down on them. And this actress, she was, first of all, adorable. And she did such a great job. And like the whole cast, like learned sign language. Like they were trying to do as much as they can to make...
That's a big thing in the deaf community. Well, because, you know, she had the cochlear implant, which ended up saving their lives.
Yeah.
But also, a lot of the deaf community, they don't want that. They're like, we don't want to hear. That's the whole thing. We have our own community, and we don't want that. Mm-hmm. We want to do sign language and have, you know. But some do, and some want to do in between, you know. So I thought that was interesting, because that was a big discussion point at that point, too.
And, like, it's interesting with this movie, like, the whole thing, you know, there's a whole bunch of, you know, mortals and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing is, like, disabilities save lives.
If that's what you want to hear, Katie, if that's what you heard or saw in that movie, I'm gonna let you have that. Absolutely. Absolutely. How do you think your stutter would save a life? Stop! I'm sorry. Don't hate me.
I start crying. So that's the end of the episode. Yeah.
I've had enough of this, bitch.
This is a lot. No, that's literally so funny. That's so funny. No, I just lost my train of thought now, because this is so stupid.
Instead of Superman, stutter woman.
No, I wonder when a stutter would.
There's got to be a way that maybe that's the movie you need to write.
Oh, yes, the King's Speech is my villain origin story. That is my Joker. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, because the whole point was that he needed to not stutter.
I honestly hate that movie.
But But what if, like, you didn't give away valuable information or something? Maybe you were, like, a POW.
You know what would be good? I think if I was on the phone with, you know those, the...
Ben's with me.
Negotiators? Like, for a hostage situation?
Oh, yeah! Oh, no!
So then I do that, so I give them more time. I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry, I have a stutter.
Keep him on the line! Keep him on the line!
Stutter more if you have to, fake it if you need to. Oh, sorry. Anyway,
you wanted a helicopter.
My favorite soda is root. Hold on, I have a speech impediment. Give me a second. That was a real stutter. That wasn't a fake stutter. For those, I actually super ableist if you blow up the bag. Don't do that. Oh my god,
that's hilarious. But they couldn't have you on the ones that like where the people are threatening to jump. No. Give me the bullhorn.
No, give it to me. I got some words to say. And then repeat a couple times.
That should be your movie, though. I do think you gotta, now you have to write the...
All the characters have stutters.
Yes. And they have to learn to stutter if they don't stutter.
It's the stuttering hound. Like the one, they bully the one kid who's fluent.
And stutter.
Not in stuttering, just like fluency in general. I'm crying laughing.
This is You gotta make the first. There's not a lot of stuttering representation.
In general. In
Hollywood.
In horror, there's really also, it's usually like the kid who's bullied. Or like the only one I can think of off the top of my head is It. There's a kid who has a stutter in It.
That's one movie.
Yeah.
You need to make it where the hero has a stutter and the stutter saves the day.
Stutter saves the day. That's what it's called. Stutter saves the day. Good luck saying it. Good luck saying it.
That's cruel.
I don't have a problem with the beginning of that letter, but then I was going to stutter on that.
Why did they name it stutter when that's such a hard word for stutterers?
That's so, because it's, I think it's the sound, like the,
I just thought about it like that. That's really stutter. Mean, actually. Yeah, no.
Sometimes I stutter on the word stutter, and I'm like, that's just mean.
Yeah.
But again, saves lives.
Absolutely. And let's get back to The Quiet Place.
Disability saves lives, just like in The Quiet Place. No, but like, literally, her cochlear implant, like, was the reason that, you know, she was able to protect her family.
Absolutely.
And her parents thought, oh, like, it's, you know, it's a gun. It's, you know, it's loud noises. But, like, to hit a certain frequency that can only be hit on the cochlear implant. That's hard to say, too.
Yeah.
Like, the implant. Like, that's impressive. Yeah.
But they didn't even try, you know, one of the dog whistles.
Yeah, that would have been interesting. That would have, you know, like...
That's probably higher pitched, right?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And could you tell if the mom could hear the noise? I couldn't tell if she heard it.
She could tell that it was like
something happened.
Something was happening, and she's like, "Oh, whatever she's doing is affecting this." But I don't think they realized that soon enough. I have to say, from the beginning, like the opening scene, I forgot that they had another kid. I was like, they got a lot of kids.
They did have a lot of kids.
And I was like, what is going on?
Well, because they were going to lose a couple along the way.
Yeah. But, okay, the one kid, he wanted, you know, his little spaceship. He's like, you know, they're shopping for some drugs because the one kid's not feeling too hot, right?
And then I thought about that. I was like, oh, my God, what if you were sick and they were coughing and, like, you couldn't help it? That kid would have been dead.
Yeah. Which, I mean, have you tried to hold in a cough?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
I remember being in English class in high school. And, like, you know, when it would be, like, silent reading time. And you would have to cough. And I would do it, like, once every, like, 5 minutes. And I would try to, like, I would just be shaking. And I'm, like, profusely sweating. And I'm, like, don't let them know that you continue to cough. And now it's, like, COVID, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know when it, well, this is different. But in sixth or seventh grade, I had gotten braces, mm-hmm. and they put, before I got my braces, they put this thing across my mouth to stretch my jaw out. Yeah.
Or so the expander.
Yes, yeah. And like you had to crank it every day, yeah. right? But it makes you, because it's like right across your jaw, so mm-hmm. it makes you talk like this, you know? And then she made me read out loud in fucking English class. I was like, you fucking bitch. I never forget that. I was like, are you serious? You want me to read out loud right now?
Dude, they did that to me too, but it was, yeah. But students would purposely pick me for a popcorn reading.
Oh, yeah. Who's next? Katie!
Oh, no. This section has a lot of R's in it. Oh, shit. They're like, this bit. So I would always be reading ahead. I'm like, can I get caught up? So I could, yeah. School is rough. And now yeah. I'd be like, listen up, motherfuckers. I'm going to read this paragraph and I might struggle, but you're going to deal with it. And then if they don't, then that's okay.
That's right. Well, right? That's what, you know, produces comedians and
exactly. Trauma. And trauma produces comedians. Never forget it. That's
true. I get it from my trauma.
Although I did have somebody, a female comedian, come up to me. And she goes, why are you a comedian? Oh, do you have a bad relationship with your parents? How about your mom? You hate your mom, right? I'm like, no, I like my mom. She's like, oh, your dad then. I'm like, no. She's like, then what's your trauma? What's your trauma? And I was like, dude.
What's your deal? Calm down.
Be funny. Uh-oh. The guy's coming. The alien's coming. I coughed.
Oh, yeah. You're coming. Dead.
Oop, uh-oh.
You're dead.
I just felt so bad.
But I also would want to go to the waterfall every day if we could talk there.
Yeah, I go to the waterfall every day. I just live at the waterfall.
Yeah.
I would live as close to the waterfall.
Like, let's go have dinner underneath the waterfall and we could all have a little chat.
A little picnic. Yeah. A little picnic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds nice. Or, like, I don't know. Again, I would, if it was now, I would raid, like, a Walmart, a video store that has the soundproofing equipment, and just like and buy that foam and just put it everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, and you could, that's what he was working on, because the baby being born, they were trying to get a silent room going.
But they put him in a box.
I know, but they're down in that basement. That was just like extra precaution, which thank goodness.
Baby in a box, man.
They did. Yeah. It's just my baby in a box.
It's my baby in a box.
Oh, this is, see, I wore the baby earrings.
Because she had the baby in the movie, which, okay, that whole scene, so stressful.
Oh, her having the baby?
Her having the baby.
Yeah, because it's like stepping on that nail is what brought her into labor.
The shocked nail. Her into labor. Literally, I remember that and I was like, oh no, this was like the moment. Because I've had stuff like, I've stepped on like needles and stuff. Like when I was.
And your parents weren't drug addicts.
No, it was for like, it was like for like, I was getting something hemmed for like prom.
Oh yeah.
And then I like moved my foot wrong and then a needle just went straight up my foot.
Can you imagine a nail?
And like, and she just, the thing is, she sat there for a second and she just let it be in there for a minute. Like, ooh. I'm like, if you could see my toes, they're curling. Yeah. They're curled.
It definitely was like, I don't know if I could have kept quiet. You know, if you ever just stub your toe, it's like, oh, first God. Thing you do is fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Or like nail glue is either really good or really bad.
Yeah.
And I caught my nail on a door and it, like, my nail, like, bent back. I was like,
yeah, because your whole nail can come off. I've had that happen. The sun, yeah, it hurts. It hurts.
Yeah.
And to be quiet.
And then during birth, I mean, they had the little, like, the red lights to signal, like, oh, the red lights were to signal.
I don't remember that part. I remember the rockets going off, and then she finally could scream, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was relieving even for me.
That She needed that. And, like, the so stressful to have, like, the creature in the house as you're trying to get birth. And just like in the bathtub, like, oh my God, I need to like literally. And she did that all by herself.
She had a baby. No drugs.
No drugs.
Think about that.
It's just her.
But also, I don't know, that was crazy.
But also pre that, she was like, I don't know. I had a moment where I was like, what did she do before this? I know they're coming out with A Quiet Place, like the prequel. I want to know what she did before this. Because I'm almost wondering if she was some type of doctor, because she had, I mean, obviously you could get.
They probably had enough time to read up on it and stuff. And she had those other kids.
Yeah.
So she had some experience having babies.
Yeah. But I was just like, I she's keeping track of stuff like that. Like, I feel like other people wouldn't. So I'm like wondering if, you know, if she did read up on it or if she was a nurse or something, you know.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it would be interesting to know. Yeah. Because that's why also the little kid, when he went to talk under the, they talked under the waterfall. I was like, man, he must have, then at some point he was able to talk and learn how to talk and all that. So he wasn't born in The Quiet Place. It's fairly new to them.
Yeah.
Because he had speech, you know, because if you don't talk for a long, like that little baby probably wouldn't be able to talk or know English.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Even if it could hear.
Wow. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be screwed up.
Well, I mean, I guess if they're restarting the world, then who gives a shit?
At that point, though, do you want to restart? Again, this goes back to, like, if, you know, I would see how far I could make it and then probably would off myself because.
You would? I don't know that I could.
I'll do the, ah.
What is it? Ah.
You know? And then because, do you remember the old guy who they found?
Oh, yeah. You would scream. Oh, okay.
I probably would do, like, a fun sound, though.
Do you think in the moment you would pew, 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 pew. Choose fun?
I'd go out, do it when I left. Pew, 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 pew. That's what I would do.
Wow, that takes guts.
I mean, if I'm going to go out, this is the last thing I'm saying, or I'd be, you know, I'd say something like profound.
Shots! Profound.
So profound. Or I would simply just say profound. This would be really stupid.
Profound.
Virginia. Ben is saying he would yell Virginia as his final word.
Virginia makes it sound like your vagina has burrs. That's right. No burrs in this vagina.
Car-gina. I wish we had like a fourth camera just on Ben, just for these little moments, just for your drawings. Yeah, at one point during the Gremlins 2 episode, he drew like one of the gremlins perfectly on it. And I was like,
it's almost like he's in A Quiet Place and has to draw these things out. Help me.
Help me, please. Help me, please.
What did he draw on the I love the Gremlins 2, by the way.
He did, the one with the googly eyes.
Oh, the cute one? The furry one?
The fugly one. No.
Oh, the real, yeah. Like the funny one.
Gizmo. Yeah, the fugly one.
Yeah, but he's funny, too.
Yeah, he's funny, but it's, yeah. Fugly could be funny. Ugly,
but also it's like you're really getting mad about this.
I was mad at the movie. I was like, this is a good movie. It's just, he creeped me out so much, and it's just like,
I could definitely deal with some passion.
It's
there.
Really upsetting to watch. It's like really sad.
Oh, it was. But that was like
just like this movie, A Quiet Place.
I know. I cried so when the dad died.
I knew it was coming.
I love you, and I've always loved you.
And he signed it, and I was like, oh my god, no, I'm gonna cry.
And I was eating popcorn, and I was choked on my popcorn.
Oh my god,
it was so sad.
I do think, so in that moment, so she had the baby, whatever, you know, she had the baby.
Whatever.
John Krasinski goes back to Emily Blunt, you know, he's like, oh, you put yourself in the shower. That's good. I'm just going to hug you, give you a little forehead kiss. And now we're going to put you downstairs, you know, in the soundproof room.
Oh, you know what? That's a good observation. It's almost, you have to have the forehead kiss after a woman has a baby.
Yeah. Legally, if you don't, you're not the father.
What if you kissed her on the cheek?
Friends. Instant friend zone. We're done.
But you have to have that moment. They look at the baby, and then the dad looks at her and kisses her on the forehead.
Yeah. Blue. To the basement we go. Get down here, woman. And then they're down there, and then she's like, where are the others? She's like, he's like, I'm going to find
them.
You find them. You protect them. That's you right. find them.
And he tried.
And they, a very stressful moment, because I didn't grow up on a farm, but like my mom has farm relatives, if you will.
My mom has relatives that live on a farm?
Yes, farm relatives.
they're farmed relatives.
Farming relatives. And
you need some relatives?
We got plenty. Every season we come through a bunch.
This is our pasture of ants over there. And our pasture of uncles over here.
We don't want to go over there. Those are the second cousins. Yeah. They're weird. My mom always told me, like, the scariest thing about the farm is usually the corn mills.
Yes.
Because
you could sink in them.
You could sink in them, and you could sink. And those is what those kids did. They were on top of a silo, and they fell into the silo, into the corn. And this little boy was, like, swimming for his life. And it's, like, at that point.
Did you know, in real life, there was a girl in Florida recently that got buried in the sand and died?
Yeah.
A little girl?
Yeah.
Like, that's real.
That
I didn't know
real.
that was a thing. Yeah. Like, in the comments, that people were like, yeah, I remember back in the day, the lifeguards were like, fill that hole in and start a new one. And she was like, I'd always get annoyed with that. But now I understand why.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Yeah, so that's exactly what happened to them in the corn.
And then the door flap fell, and I was like, oh, use that. I was like, Titanic.
Yes.
Door it. And then the girl, she's like, I'm just going to yeet myself into the silo.
Yeah, she did.
Just.
Which she could have just went straight down. That's what I imagine if you jump into a.
I mean.
You know, it's like I've always imagined jumping into candy. So
yeah, it seems like it wouldn't be comfy. Right. And then she tries to save him, and they both start drowning, whatever. And then meanwhile, they're making a lot of noise.
So much noise.
Those guys are like, ooh. You know, they're like, ooh.
Hey, where you at? I'm coming.
Hey, you guys. Oh, yeah. And they're like bursting through the door. And then
they hide under.
They hide under it. And then this is when they realize, she realizes that her implant is like.
She doesn't even really realize it at this moment.
But,
does she?
But she's like, something is.
Something about it.
Something's happening. It's something with this. And I think she realizes when.
But she still didn't put it together in time to save her dad.
Yeah, so.
This girl's going to need therapy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't enough being attacked by aliens, but now.
Or you know, being in a quiet place, period. But yeah. Like, you know, yeah. What, and then she and her brother, like, the corn, anything with corn, I love a good corn maze. I love
corn. Oh, yeah, Children of the Corn was a solid,
great,
solid film.
Wonderful, but to run through a corn maze when someone's chasing you stresses me out, because you can get lost so quick.
Yeah, and you can't see out, so,
you're also
in there.
It's dark, and it's making a lot of noise, and this thing is, again, 2 weeks, done. If I can hit 2 weeks, I'll be good. But, like, oh, man, I could not last.
No, I don't think I definitely couldn't. I mean, I guess we would. I don't know. We would have to.
Would try.
We would at least try.
Yeah, but at that point is, like, are you really living?
No, but, you know, also, like, whenever you need to be quiet, or, like, when I go, it happens to me every time I get my lashes done and I lay down. You're like, everything's fine. I'm good, right? And now, as soon as I lay down, like, now I need to cough. I got a big lump in my throat. Mm-hmm. My nose is running. Everything happens in that moment. You're like, oh, my God. I didn't need any of this before.
Yep.
Until I needed to sit here and just be quiet.
Yep. And you get to do that all the time.
Yeah. I would go insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Again. 2 weeks.
I thought it was a really solid flick.
That's good.
It was really good, especially to have no dialogue in this America.
In this America. And, like, actually.
But it helped. We didn't have to read nothing. I mean, if you want me to read,
reading's hard,
and watch the movie,
reading's hard.
I'm not good at that at all.
I'll do it. I like it, but it's a different level of focus.
Yeah.
You have to do versus, like, A Quiet Place. It's just them, and they acted the shit out of it.
It really did.
So good. Like, I, you know, I appreciated it when it first came out, but like watching again, I'm like, this is insane.
As an actor and actress, like, that's you're right. That takes a lot of work to not have to convey all that emotion without any dialogue. Mm-hmm. Like, wow. And they did really, really good at it.
And yeah, it was freaking nuts.
But there was a nice button at the end, like the mother-daughter moment.
They're like, when they realize, like, the implant, yeah, like,
let's fucking,
like,
kill these motherfuckers.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Boom. Girls rock.
That's right.
But this is my hot take.
Okay.
That dad didn't need to sacrifice himself.
No, I agree.
He had so many tools around him, he could have thrown it.
I mean,
or done something.
Yeah, he could have tried. He could have ran. But they were. You saw how quick they were?
They're pretty quick.
And once they got your location, dead.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he could have done something. I don't know.
So you're putting it on him. I'm putting it on the daughter. She could have saved him.
I think everyone needed to step up. I think, you know what? I think the lack of communication is what drove them.
There was a lot of lack of communication.
I think that's what drove them to have problems in this film. I think that if they would have just talked about it, I think that simply they could have been like, hey, your implant
seems to be
doing
interfering.
And then she would have signed, like, oh yeah, totally, we can use it to kill these fuckers. And the fuckers are like, dude, what the heck, you guys figured it out. And then the movie's over and then everybody's alive and happy.
Yeah.
And now Emily Blunt has to take care of three kids
by herself
and a baby. Also, why have a baby? Why have another kid?
Well, she might have already been pregnant whenever this happened.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We need to see the prequel.
Well, no, because they had the initial, I don't think she was pregnant in the beginning, and it was like,
oh, she got pregnant in The Quiet Place?
Yeah, like during the time. they had sex in The Quiet Place.
Quietly.
Quiet sex in the vault. It's a ASMR sex.
Oh,
that's so wrong. She's really What is that supposed to be?
I'm trying to do, like, the, you know.
What?
I mean, it could be like, you know, like macaroni. There it is. That's it. That's it. We found it.
That's the clip. Out of context, horror fans are like, what the fuck is going on?
That's
going
to be in your nightmares now.
Which, again, is why Freddy would be scared.
He's scary as hell.
Exactly. I think I had another question for you. Oh, but do you think you could be quiet during childbirth?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, I've never had a baby, but I don't think so. No.
Never had a baby. I never will have a baby, but yeah. I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I ain't going to do
There's
it.
There's no way in hell. I mean, like I said, just stubbing my toe. I don't know. I couldn't imagine stepping on a nail and not being able to scream.
Yeah.
Just that initial, like, ah!
Oh my God, there's a baby coming out of me. Right. Oh, shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. And what if the alien was like, oh shit, I'm gonna come back. I'll be back. You do your thing, girl. I'll be back. You do your thing, boo. You're doing great. What if he like was helpful? What if he was helpful?
What if they would have to know sign language then, I feel like.
They can't see.
Oh, they didn't have hands. They did have.
They didn't have hands. That was it. They didn't, no, they didn't have eyes. They didn't have.
Oh yeah, they were like a flower, flower head.
Okay. I thought you meant like they're like a flower. Period. Like, oh, no. Flower. I was like a bat. I was gonna say a bat, but flower's cool too. Yes, it was giving a
Venus flytrap
Demogorgon from. Stranger Things.
Oh yeah, Yeah, you're right.
Which is also a flower-esque.
Flower-like creature.
Flower-like alien.
Yeah.
Creature. That's like a bat with no eyes, just the
they're blind. That's
blood.
Right, they're blind.
The thirst blonde?
Blonde.
They're blonde. They're so dumb. How dumb are they? They're so dumb. They went after
it. I screamed the other day and they didn't even come. I screamed, it didn't come.
See Jess every weekend at the Comedy Store.
At clubs and colleges near you.
Colleges. Not elementary schools. Yeah. Not with those earrings.
No way.
That, would wait, turn are those in honor? Is one in honor of the new baby and one in honor
one
of
the,
of
dead,
the
baby.
Dead baby? Yeah. Because that, again, RIP that kid.
I know. That sucked.
Yeah.
But how smart were they with the, and how did they get all that sand?
So which, because of, they were putting sand on all the pathways and stuff.
Yeah, to make it so that they wouldn't crunch the leaves and stuff.
Well, sand is from the earth.
Yeah, but that was like beach sand. You saw that. That was beach sand where, that they were working with.
Where were they? Where are they?
Oh, no, they were near a waterfall, so they ain't near the beach.
Well, I wonder.
In the second movie, it's about them trying to get to like the Massachusetts coast.
Second movie, trying to get to the coast. Got it. Spoiler alert. Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're not near the beach, though. Definitely.
Well, because if you're near water that has like the sediment and sand. I know that but that sand.
Maybe they could have got it from that lake.
Yeah. It's a crystal clear lake. It has white, beachy, you know, sand next to
it. It looks pretty rocky to me, but that was a lot of sand.
But do you know what sand is? Little tiny rocks. Little tiny rocks.
Do you think they ground it up?
Little tiny. Quietly.
Quietly. Quietly ground up these rocks.
It's why it takes them years to just have like.
Yeah, like they would never be able to leave. That was a lot of sand. That's my problem. That's the only problem I really had with the movie.
I don't know if I could go barefoot the whole movie.
Now that I could do. I'm from the trailer park. It's easy.
But like.
I love being barefoot.
I like being barefoot too, but like.
I love the dirt between my toes.
Okay, that's.
Yeah, yep. So I figured you have sensory things. But I like the feeling. I love it when my dog licks my toes. That's a little weird, but it does feel good.
My dog, R.I.P. Bo, R.I.P. It's okay. She died. She's 16 when she died.
Yeah, that's a nice long
life. Yeah. Nice long life. She, I wrote on a thing. So for since it is International Women's Month. Women's month. I wrote like, oh, here are the six women in my life. I had like my cousin, I had my aunt, I had my teacher, I had my art teacher, and then I had my dog. I didn't have my mom. I had my dog.
Aww.
And I wrote, she's sweet because she licks my feet.
I mean, but it is.
It is very sweet. It is very sweet. And now.
But your poor mom.
Yeah, my poor mom. She's like, what the fuck?
I know there was that girl was like, getting you like, oh, is your mom? Is your dad? Like, no, but I'm my mom's source of pain.
My dog. Let me tell you about my dog. She's been great. She's the best. Yeah.
Could Emily Blunt stay quiet if a dog's licking her toes?
Oh, okay. Ben just proposed a great question. Again, we will work on getting him a mic one day.
Yes.
But could also, Emily Blunt stay quiet if a dog was licking her toes? Well, she couldn't stay quiet with the nail, and that was pain.
Yeah, but she was pretty quiet. Pretty quiet.
But she did go, ha! You know? As one does when a nail
enters there.
Oh, my God, tetanus.
Yeah, she wouldn't be able to get a tetanus shot.
She's gonna die. Spoiler. I mean, that's the second movie. She just slowly dies of tetanus.
Oh man! But hopefully, before they got to the quiet place, she had because you only need one like every 10 years.
Well, yeah, but still, like that's I think they're like 400 days. No, that's about 2 years in. Where were they? Because there was like nobody.
Well, you're trying to get me to say it. You know, I can't say that. State. Massachusetts.
Massive shits? Is that what you were saying? Massachusetts.
That's where they were, though. That's what you just said.
Is it? Oh, okay. Okay.
We said they were trying to get to the coast of that, so I would assume they were just inland.
Okay. Ben is gurgling at off screen. Yeah. I just was like, where are the... I feel like there still would be people, like more people. Like, why aren't you...
trying to get to the New York coast.
But New York coast. Like upstate New York. Upstate New York.
Oh, you're... Why does it change all of a sudden there, Bargina?
Bargina.
Yeah.
Bargina.
Now all of a sudden it's upstate New York. Okay. Well, upstate New York. What were we saying?
Where it was?
Little Falls, New York.
Little Falls. Oh. Which makes sense because they had a little.
Little Falls.
And they had a little. He had a little fall.
Fall of grace.
Fall of grace and with God. He's dead now because he went and then got eaten.
It's true. He went out like Michael Jackson, though.
Demonic. I feel like I would like try to sing a song as fast as I could. Now I'm thinking about it again.
That's what you would do?
Yeah, I don't know
what
song.
What would the song be?
I don't know.
Row, row, row your boat down the stream.
That's the first one you would go with? Is that your favorite song?
No.
Let it go on record.
I haven't sang that in a long time.
Jess Wellington's favorite song is Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Spotify Wrapped. Row, Row.
What would you sing though?
Axel F by Crazy Frog.
What is that?
I'll play it for you.
So you know that guy that I guess is big on social media right now, and he's a DJ,
mm-hmm.
and he came to the store, and he has kind of longer hair. He does the like, I'm late for work. I'm fucking late for work. I'm late. No. I'm late. Yeah, he's way shorter than I thought.
I would sing.
That's all I wanted to say.
For the record, you know, everyone knows him, right? Yeah. Everyone. Okay, this is the song that I'd want. Ready? Here we go.
Oh, I know this.
I would sing this, and I'd be like, "Take me away." I think I could get pretty far.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, that's up to the alien.
I think I could do it. I think it would be great. I think it would be wonderful. And
what
perfect.
If it finds out that like the aliens are huge karaoke fans though, and then you save the day?
They just wanted to be.
I know a lot of aliens in the United States that love karaoke. That was. Sorry.
That's another clip. Really out of context things. They don't. That's the clip. That's it.
The context doesn't make it better.
It doesn't. Context. Jesus Christ. Okay. Any final thoughts about the movie favorite moments? Any what the fuck moments that we haven't talked about yet that we were like, wowie. Wow. Whoopsie.
I mean, no, the most fucked up, like I said, the sand was the fucked up thing for me. There was no way they had that much sand.
So you're
beach sand.
The logistics of it.
Well, I want to know, like, the prequel, now I want to see it and see how did they build their little sanctuary there. Yeah. Because they were in a nice house, because they had a laundry room with one of those sinks. I mean, I've never lived in a place where that the laundry room had a sink, or even like my apartment doesn't have a sink in the laundry. That's fancy.
Yeah. Okay.
So I want to know how they built the place. So like, could they make more noise in the beginning? Is that why? Did they have a backhoe?
How did they figure out that it was sound?
Yeah. Well, that was some of the newspapers that were hanging up.
Yeah, but
definitely
also
gave clues to that.
Why were they printing newspapers?
How are they printing newspaper? Yeah.
First of all, that's loud.
Yeah.
Second of all, like.
But we don't know how many there were of them. It might have taken them a while to start picking off.
Yeah, but why would you print a newspaper of it?
Oh, not on TV?
Well, I mean, obviously they probably don't have TV anymore because that's loud, but like, I don't know. That seems like a waste of time. There, he's like, wait, I owe it to my community to write this down and print it, and then are you going to deliver it to people? Do they have delivery men?
Well, apparently at some point they did because they had the newspaper and they had it hung up.
Yeah.
So I think you're just trying to break down their helplines. That's kind of fucked up, Katie.
I have questions and they're not getting answers. There are plot holes in this movie.
We could also ask, why didn't they dial 911?
Because the police would get there. It's a lot of
questions.
One time I called the police because there was like a fire, like a wildfire near my apartment. And I was like, hey, fire. They didn't show up for 2 hours. Almost burned someone's house down. Yeah.
The fire department didn't come, huh?
No. I was like, it took them 2 hours.
That's crazy because usually the fire department is on it.
I was like, wow. I'm like, what else are you guys doing? This is what you guys are there for.
I know.
Fires.
The fire department does a lot. That's why they got them out there doing way more than they're supposed to other than fires.
Yeah.
And then they can't make it to when there's a real fire.
There's so many cats and trees.
Yeah. Well, you know, like every time we go at the comedy store, when somebody passes out, it's the firemen that come.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're working on passed out victims, you can't go put out a fire.
Or, you know, a woman who accidentally poops herself.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad for that lady.
I wish her the best in life. She's actually our number one fan on the podcast. She's actually here right now.
Oh, no.
Bethany, come on out. Why is she Bethany? I don't know.
So we talked about earlier, I was at the comedy store, and I think this lady that was at the show accidentally pooped herself a little bit or jizzed herself a little.
As Ben would say.
And the poor thing, you could just hear her scrambling to clean it up. And I felt horrible for her, but I think she got it together. That's I think good. She threw away her underwear. She got the business done.
You go, queen. Stunning.
That's well when you have a bargina.
When you got a bargina. Okay, so out of 10, what do you think?
Of the movie?
Yeah.
I really liked it, actually. I would give it like a 8.
Okay.
I really liked the movie. Okay. I thought it was a good movie. And I remember seeing it now in the theater and like how suspenseful that was.
Yeah.
I really liked it. Yeah.
I like that. Good, good, good. I initially gave it an 8. Honestly, I liked it more this time. Like even a 9. Wow. It went up a 9.
Yeah, it's a good flick.
Yeah, it genuinely, and like I was so impressed, even, you know, watching it on my laptop, the way it was intended to be watched. I, like the sound design.
I actually rented it on YouTube so I could watch it on my TV.
Oh, you could have streamed it.
Oh, I didn't figure that one out.
Okay, I could have helped you with that because I sent you only for the movie. But I also think it's on some type of streaming service.
Oh, it was on Paramount. But then my friend didn't message me back in time.
It's not a friend then.
Well, no. She works in the day, so I can't feel bad. She works at a jail.
Okay, well, that's she's got some. She's a bit busy.
A little busy. A
little busy doing some stuff to answer your Paramount text. But it's important. A quiet place. I have to watch it for this podcast. Fair enough, dude. Fair enough. Yeah.
But it was great, like we just talked about, too, the way they conveyed emotion without any dialogue.
Yeah. And like
they knocked it out of the park.
Like the sound design and just like everything. It was just so crisp and beautiful and honestly really, really well done. And I'm excited to, you know, I know John Krasinski is doing more, you know, directing stuff now. And I'm excited to see what else he pulls out besides, you know, the horror. Like he has a movie coming out in May called IF, which is
if
or imaginary friends.
Oh,
and, you're like IF. You're like if. You mean the word and if?
IF is illegal in Alabama.
IF is illegal in Alabama.
IVF is illegal in Alabama.
Okay. Then we need to get you a microphone. This is. We're getting silly now. We're getting too silly. This has gone off the rockers. But Jess, this is the time of the show where you plug yourself.
Oh, okay.
Plug your life.
I got so much going on, but please follow me on all my social media. It's at JessWellington2 on everything across the board. I'm doing a lot more videos and trying to get out there because we're not going to make it without a social media following. So I need you in my Quiet Place, Vagina. Thank you.
And she's also running for Senate.
Yes, that's right.
And I approve this message. Vote for her. Vote for her last week. As of last week, you voted for her. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz. Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can find them at Filmcraft LA on Instagram or at filmcraftla.com. Also, Fangoria. Look at this cool swag. Look at this. If you want to get the Fangoria magazine, you can use code KatieAfraidy25 to get 25% off. It's a pretty good deal. Pretty good deal if you ask me for some zines, as they call magazines. Zines lately, you know. Again, to end all... Oh! I just started doing this, and because John always made fun of me, and he's like, don't ask these people this. And I'm like, no, I'm going to start doing it because I want to. Were you afraidy or not afraidy of A Quiet Place?
Oh, I was afraidy. Afraidy. Totals afraidy.
Cool. I was also afraidy.
Yeah.
I was also.
But afraidy. I also, we cried.
We cried. You know the hamster song. Is that the hamster dance?
Yeah,
hamster dance. Thank you. Okay. That.
And don't forget, your disability could save a life.
Damn straight. But I like to end every podcast with some shitty advice about the movie, so like the movie inspires the advice. It also could be actual good advice. So I guess if you find that your town is being taken over by some aliens that are only attracted to sound, jump on it and then just like die. That honestly, there's nothing else for you to do. Life's gonna be pretty grim, and it's probably gonna be pretty sad.
I think that's really a negative way to look at
it. Okay, well, how are you? Would you like some advice?
Yeah, I would say if you find yourself in that position, you find a basement with one of those laundry sinks,
and then you live your life because you have a laundry sink,
and life is good.
And life. Life is good. Life is good because of the laundry sink.
It's still got running water, too, so bonus.
Bonus.
And also collect sand.
Collect sand, period. So, in conclusion.
I wish we could have, like, a sand ceremony right now.
disabilities save the world. Collect sand. Jamown it. Bathroom, or no, laundry room sink.
And everybody jizzes their pants at some point.
And on that note, guys, thanks for tuning in. Stay spooky.
What the fuck? I don't know. It's your podcast. Oh my God.